We will continue with WEMU's Issues of the Environment Part 2. And Chris Cold, thank you so much. It's good to have you on the air again.
It's great to be back.
And just a general overview. Once you perused the federal election outcomes, the legislative outcomes in the state of Michigan, did you consider it a win for the environment?
Oh, definitely. I think, number one, I think it's a win for democracy. We have so many residents of the state of Michigan engaged once again in the electoral process, and I think that's a huge victory. And then how the elections were turning out at the federal level here in Michigan, and then the gains that were made at the state level, I think it really points to good things for the environment, as you know, and I think all of us know that we have a great love of water here in Michigan. And I think with Governor-elect Whitmer, we're going to have a real leader when it comes to environmental issues here.
How would you have characterized environmental advocates' relationship with the Snyder administration, including your own, the Michigan Environmental Council?
I think the Michigan Environmental Council had a very solid relationship with the current governor, Governor Snyder. We built a real, it's just pragmatic, it's a practical, it's a relationship that they listened, they responded. They didn't always do what we wanted, but they were someone that we could go to with our concerns or ideas, and they would act on the ones they could support. And they modified some of the proposals that we couldn't support in a way that made them better. On the whole, I think the environmental community did not have as a solid a relationship with Governor Snyder as our organization, but that's sort of the nature of the beast sometimes.
Well, based on the conversations and the relationship you've been trying to establish with the Whitmer campaign through the course of this and leading up to Election Day, what do you anticipate the relationship will look like for the next 4 years?
The Whitmer campaign was supported 100% by the environmental community, those organizations who are involved in electoral actions were very much behind Gretchen Whitmer. Her campaign reached out to the environmental community and really wanted their support. So I think it's a two-way street of strong support. I have an 18-year relationship with the new governor-elect, and I hope to utilize that relationship much more than I was even able to do with this current governor.
Well, we're entering into a lame duck session, and all things point to the fact that the state legislature, before the new body takes a place in January, may pass and put into law an agreement with Enbridge that would deal with Line 5 and tunneling that through the Straits of Mackinac as opposed to rerouting or decommissioning. What are your fears on that front as you talk about the protections for waters in Michigan?
I think the real fear is rushing to a decision without real public input, having thorough analysis of that. I think I'll be stressing that not only to legislators, but to the governor himself. We need to be just taking a breath on this issue, making sure we're making decisions which have long-term consequences for the state of Michigan, and we do them in a way that is supportive of the public and is protective of the Great Lakes. And right now, it appears that we are rushing towards a foregone conclusion that this tunnel is the best approach, and I would say that it is not, and that it ignores the hundreds of miles of Line 5 that are not underneath the Straits of Mackinac, and which cross 400 bodies of water. And if we're really concerned about protecting Michigan's water resources, that we should, not rush to a judgment at this time.
Well, there's going to be a lot to follow between now and the end of the year, and then again as we start anew in 2019, and I look forward to our next opportunity to talk with one another.
Hey, that'll be great, David. Looking forward to it.
That is Chris Colby. He's the president of the Michigan Environmental Council and our guest on a post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.